Today, the U.S. Labor Department reported that the jobless rate fell to 11.1% last month. That's better than most economists had expected as the economy bounces back from the coronavirus recession. After the news came out, President Trump held an impromptu news briefing. He claimed the virus is under control, and he took a bit of a victory lap.
This is not just luck, what's happening. This is a lot of talent. All of this incredible news is the result of historic actions my administration has taken working with our partners in Congress to rescue the U.S. economy from a horrible event that was formed, took place in China, and came here, and they could have stopped it.
Beth Fooey is senior politics editor for NBC and MSNBC, and she's watching the president and his comments. Beth, economists caution that today's job numbers are from before the current spike in coronavirus cases, mainly in the Sunbelt states. So did the president or any members of his team acknowledge concerns about what might be ahead for the economy and for the coronavirus, especially if states don't reopen businesses as quickly as they had planned to?
Well, yeah, I mean, to listen to President Trump, you'd think that everything was going great guns. He said that the third quarter was going to be like nothing before that anybody had ever seen. He sort of promised nothing but sunshine and roses and really sort of ignored the disaster that is unfolding across the country. I mean, number one, Lisa, he did get a very good number there on the jobs front, 4.7 million. And yet there are still 15 million fewer jobs today than there were in February. So we're still climbing out of a huge hole. And you alluded to the fact that many states are actually going to start seeing job losses again because they're having to close back down parts of their economy because of a resurgence of the pandemic. So no, President Trump is talking about something that simply is not the case across the country.
The Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says he's speaking with members of Congress about more help for taxpayers and businesses. Is that looking inevitable?
It's not really looking inevitable. There are definitely going to be some forms of relief that the Congress will continue on into the summer and later into the fall. The House, of course, the Democrat-controlled House, has indicated and has cast several votes talking about extending certain specific programs. But the Republicans have not yet been convinced. Mitch McConnell is sort of kind of putting the brakes on at this point in the Senate, saying they're really not going to take up anything until the end of July when they come back from their recess. And that gets very close to the end of July when a lot of the relief that passed previously is going to run out for taxpayers and for unemployed Americans. So we're going to see a lot of anxiety for people who have not gotten their jobs back and are really depending on that public help that may be drying up or at least being reduced toward the end of July.
Very briefly, in terms of face masks, the president urged people to take safety precautions, including wearing face coverings. Is this a sign that the president is aware he's out of step, not just with his medical advisors, but a majority of Americans on the issue?
It's amazing how reluctant he's been to fully embrace the face mask, given that at this point, most Republicans have stepped far away from him on this issue. We see Mike Pence now. He was in Arizona yesterday wearing a face mask. Liz Cheney, a member of Congress, posted a picture of her father, the former Vice President Dick Cheney, with a mask on. He's nobody's idea of a wimpy Democrat. Projects this notion that he's a big tough guy, and look at him, he can wear a mask. More and more and more, that even Republicans are stepping away from the president on this. And hopefully, eventually, the president will be willing to stand up and fully endorse the use of masks, wear one in public, and that might help steer some folks to putting on a mask and hopefully curbing this terrible pandemic.
Beth, what do you make of the campaign fundraising numbers that came out last night that show that Joe Biden has outraised President Trump in the presidential race for a second month in a row?
Yeah, well, it was pretty surprising because typically at this stage of a campaign, an incumbent president is going to be raising a lot more money than a challenger. So it's just the latest indication that President Trump's campaign at this point is in a fairly perilous place. We're seeing just poll after poll after poll showing Joe Biden leading the president both nationally and in battleground states. He is taking the lead now on fundraising, although President Trump does have a big war chest that he raised earlier that he can fall back on. But the president is not in a good place right now. People are starting to have real concerns about his leadership around the issue of the pandemic, around the issue of race relations. And these are places where Joe Biden has really moved ahead in people's assessments. Right now, the only thing that President Trump is leading Joe Biden on in the polling is the economy. People think that he is a better steward of the economy. So that totally explains why he would step out today in front of cameras to tout those job numbers.
Beth Fooey, senior politics editor for NBC and MSNBC. Thanks a lot, Beth.
Thanks, Lisa.